Hi and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And first off today, as we look back at the ups and downs of last week's farming, the rain and temperatures both well down meant a miserable week across the MFR patch. It's been a difficult time for farmers, particularly those trying to get potatoes into the ground. And that potato planting season running well behind right now. The carrot season on the Murray coast is suffering a similar fate as well. But at least some warmth is on the horizon, with temperatures expected to hit 20 degrees or more as we go through this coming week. So finally, is this our long-delayed spring on the way, is the question on everyone's lips. I'm making no predictions, but certainly a bit of warmth will bring grass growth on very fast with all that water in the ground, and that'll be welcome news for all of our livestock producers. Now, it's an upturn in fortunes for North Highland Products, the firm behind Main Selections. They report close on a £70,000 profit for the past 12 months. And Danny Miller from Wotton has now retired from the chairman's post after 8 years at the helm, but is happy with the revival in fortunes of the group, which supplies quality cattle and lamb. New chairman is David Sutherland, former chief executive of Tulloch Homes, who is now looking to take the group's activities forward in its new stream. Streamlined form. Also in the news is the Black Owl Show, and for 2012 there are new classes for homebred calves in the Crofters cattle section. The new classes are designed to encourage entries of calves which have been born and raised on the same holding they will be shown from. The hope is to build the profile of the Crofters cattle section of the show, which is on 2nd of August this year. And whilst we're looking forward, Open Farm Sunday is coming up this year on the 17th of June, and there's still time to get involved and let the public see how food is produced. It's a firmly established date on the calendar, as local organiser Anna Davis tells us.
Absolutely it is, yes. We've nearly had, since Open Farm Sunday began, we've nearly had 1 million people out on farms. So that is phenomenal, but we're quite ambitious at Open Farm Sunday, so we don't want to stop there. Put 17th of June in your diary and take your kids to a farm.
And you will have a great day out if you go to Open Farm Sunday, and as we get nearer the time, we'll give you more details of where to find your nearest open farm. And before I go today, just a quick reminder that you can get in touch with me with any of your farming stories. My email, farming@mfr.co.uk. But that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.